Sportico, which if you're interested in sports business, Sportico is one of the best sports business accounts you can really follow. They broke down average value to revenue multiple, which I'm guessing is basically just like revenue versus their average value of the team. I think that must be what it is, based on most recently published team values. Yeah. So, and the MLS is in first, which I think if you have been following soccer over the past few years in the United States, outside the United States, either way, if you've been following soccer at all, I mean, I've seen, you know, the, cause there within the MLS, there's also the, United States Soccer League, the, I think that's what it's called, but like, if you look at those teams, their stadiums are like filled. Like, so, and I don't think people really realize it. Like if, and too, like if you look at like, I think it was this year, it was Atlanta and Charlotte, which Charlotte is the new team in the MLS this year. They both broke the attendance record for, it was the first time that the, I think it was over 40,000 fans had been at two different games on the same day. So I don't know. I mean, this is sort of why I've been so bullish on soccer when it comes to cards in general. Like, I think it's an opportunity that, you know, you can really get, like, it's really, I think if you really, and especially the one thing too, is if you like soccer, I think it's an interesting opportunity to try and prospect within the sport. If you don't like soccer, then don't do it because it's probably not worth your time. It's pretty, to be honest, the sport in general is kind of complicated the way that the different leagues are set up. The, you know, there's national teams, there's national, tournaments, there's club tournaments, there's MLS, there's the Premier League, there's all these different leagues and all these different kinds of things. So like if you're not into that type of thing, you know, maybe don't get into it. But at the same time, I think the sport being a little bit more complicated and understanding it almost is maybe the reason why I think some soccer fans are so diehard, because once you really get into the sport, you really, like for me too, like I just dove into everything. Like I wanted to learn about every single thing, about every single league, about every single tournament, all the, you know, the World Cup, obviously, you know, now we have the Nations League, we have the Gold Cup, there's, you know, the Premier League, there's the Euros, there's the Copa America, there's all these different tournaments and all these different things you can learn about the sport. And that's why I was really interested in it, because also then the prospecting aspect of it is like, you can find articles. And I mean, one like Kai Havertz is a Chelsea player. He played in Germany before going over to Chelsea. And like, I bought a bunch of his cards for like a couple dollars. And I think I sold them for like $50 a piece. Cause like his optic cards from, I forget if it was his German optic cards or if they were from the team that he played in Germany. But either way, they were rated rookie optic cards. I bought a bunch of them, and then he goes to the Premier League. And I think also it does help that he is like one of the better players, one of the better attacking players on Chelsea. But either way, I mean, I think if you're looking at prospecting within soccer, there's also a bunch of different ways to do it. You could look at the MLS. You could look at the Bundesliga, which is the German league. You could look at like the French league with PSG. You could look at La Liga, which is like the Spanish league with Barcelona and Real Madrid. You can look at all of these leagues and kind of see where, you know, there may be players on smaller teams that go to bigger teams and you could buy some of their cards. And then next thing you know, that player is going to play in the Premier League, or that player is going to play for Real Madrid or Barcelona. I think that there are interesting opportunities for soccer cards, for prospecting within soccer cards, that I don't really think that you can find within other sports. I mean, the pipeline from when you're going to be an amateur or you're going to be like a semi-pro to a professional within American sports is pretty cut and dry. I think, you know, now we're seeing the XFL, the USFL within football. So maybe there's going to be other opportunities before players get to the NFL. But I think, you know, basketball, baseball, maybe I consider soccer very close to baseball when it comes to prospecting, just because of the fact that like it takes, you know, four years for a player to really get up to like that top team. And I think the other thing too is like, there are so many top teams and so many top leagues. Like I said, there's just a lot of opportunity for players when it comes to if you're trying to prospect within soccer. And that's why I mean, that's why I think it's actually one of my favorite sports to actually prospect. And I get that people don't like watching the sport, but at the same time, it's like, that's just like, there's people that don't like watching basketball. There's people that don't like watching football, I guess. And so it's like, it may not be for everybody. You may not be interested in it, but I think the aspect of soccer, I think if you like soccer, prospecting within the sport is very interesting. And now within the MLS too, I think the MLS has actually shown that they can be a pipeline for players. There's been a lot of players that have come into the MLS and then they go overseas and they play at some of these big clubs. You know, you have like Alphonso Davies. He played for Toronto in the MLS and then he goes to Bayern and he's one of the best players on that team. You have Weston McKennie. You got Tyler Adams. You got Brendan Aaronson. I know Ricardo Pepi is, he's kind of still trying to find his footing in the league a little bit in the leagues that he's playing in, but he's another player that played in the MLS and then went overseas. And then you also have like the, you also have Messi kind of rumoring that he might come to the MLS. That would be, I mean, I think that would blow the sport up. And I think if you're looking at, you know, I think there was a rumor that he might come to the Miami team. I'm not sure. Like there's so many, that's another thing with, it's kind of like the NBA where there's so many different rumors about the sport, like in general, about where a player is going to go. People are kind of just interested in the drama that comes along with like where a player is going to go. And I mean, if Messi comes here to the MLS, I mean, you could see potentially this, you know, because the thing about that is like every game he plays in, the stadium is going to be sold out. And if that, and if he shows that, if that happens, that then could lead to, you know, other teams going out and getting other top players to come play in the MLS, which then leads to, you know, more revenue when it comes to the league, more eyeballs on the league. They obviously just signed that huge Apple TV deal, which I think in like 2 or 3 years is going to be like a steal. It's going to be very similar to like, let's see. I mean, what are some other examples? Like it's going to be like Facebook when they bought Instagram for like $1 billion, like, and now or whatever. Off the top of my head, I forget what they sold for, but like when Facebook bought Instagram, if you look at that now, it's like, I almost think it could be very similar in terms of like the growth of that specific deal. Obviously it's, you know, different businesses, different types of contracts there. But like, I think that Apple TV deal, like in whenever that Apple TV deal expires, the MLS is going to have a huge amount of leverage when it comes to who they sign next. I also think with that Apple TV deal, it's kind of cool. You can watch, if you get Apple TV and you get the league pass, there's no blackouts. It's not like the MLB or NBA pass where some of the games are just blacked out and you can't watch them. You can watch all the games on Apple TV. It is kind of unfortunate because it kind of hurts the, you know, maybe the, it hurts the local channels. Like you won't be able to watch it local. So there won't be really like local announcers. Like they probably will pull some of the local announcers to do the games on Apple TV, but you know, it kind of cuts the staffing in half a little bit. Cause like it used to be, at least for the Revolution, they used to be on, actually they've been on New England Revolution. They were actually on a couple different channels. So I don't know 100% like how the staffing there worked, but like, with, I think that there's like one Apple broadcast. Like, I don't think there are multiple broadcasts for both teams. They may have like a different language broadcast potentially. I'm not 100% sure, but I think either way, I mean, I just look at this chart and I mean, this just, to me, it's it clearly shows that I think that there is a monster opportunity when it comes to MLS and within soccer cards for prospecting. If that's something that you, if you want to do, or it's something you're interested in, I mean, I think it's definitely something to look into. Even if, you know, even if it's, even if you start looking into it and it's not something you like, I think it's worth at least trying to learn about it, because just looking at this, like just looking at this graph, I think it shows that the MLS, and you know, is clearly trying to set themselves up well for the future and to get more eyeballs.